Inspiration to me. I worked very closely with him. His leadership, integrity, compassion and dynamism played a huge role in sustaining and building the Zen Project community. Lars's foresight was invaluable. He had a clear view of trends and any future difficulties. He was highly respected by those who knew him. If Lars said something was important, it would be done. On a personal level, Lars was frank, open, funny, and generally great to be around. He will be deeply missed. I'd also like to read out a short tribute from George Dunlap, one of my and Lars's colleagues. Lars invested a lot of personal energy in the success of the Zen Project. Lars had a gift for communicating across boundaries. Once he wrote some slides to train one of our participant companies on how to effectively engage in open source. He sent them to our team for feedback, and almost all we could say is, wow, these slides are amazing. His work on effective communication guidelines, part of the code of conduct currently in the Zen Project approval process, distilled down a decade of work of open source experience. I expect them to become a useful resource for many open source projects. He was a tireless peacekeeper who tried to listen and give everyone and help everyone understand one another, bridging gaps and giving feedback. George says, I could trust Lars's sense of what would be politically wise or unwise to say far more than my own. I'll miss the way that Lars always panicked the week before the submission deadline for Zen Summit because so few talks had been submitted. We always ended up with more talks than we could accept. I'll miss him hearing him say that somebody or something is driving me nuts, or hear him explain, oh, but you see, this is how this works. So, thank you. Maybe there are some other people here who want to say something too.
Me, yeah. Yes, I guess. Just wanted to add that. Doing this for Lars here at Fosdem in particular is very weird and very sad, because Fosdem, I mean, I was, I'm a former colleague of Lars. We were colleagues at Citrix until I was working for Citrix myself. Then I changed job, and Fosdem was one of the events where, since I was working from home, so Fosdem was one of the events where we see each other, and it was. I remember it very well that it was because of Lars that some 9 or 10 years ago the Zen Project actually started to invest in Fosdem and push to have a booth, he pushed us developers to submit talks to the dev room, come stay at the booth and interact with the Fosdem crowd, and actually staying there at the booth with him was really quite an experience, and so it's particularly, touching to remember him here. And yeah, also as a personal level, he was a very good friend. He helped me, again, at a personal level, without it being necessary, only because he just, it was like how it is. And so, yeah, I will miss him very, very much.
Well, then it's really hard to find the right words because, in fact, Lars helped me to make my first talk at Fosdem back maybe in 2013. And he was a great, somehow, mentor, but also someone able to push you to do stuff. If he thinks that matters, then he will have his support. And also, he helped us to integrate the Linux Foundation recently, and that's because he decided to do that, that was possible. And without him, all the projects I started won't be there today. So, and on a personal level, it's also really sad because he was really a nice guy, also a friend. And well, at least I'm happy to have shared some moments with Lars, because it was really, really fun. And I remember his laugh. Well, it's a bit hard to express all the feelings, but anyway, I think it's the right time to say goodbye, Lars, goodbye and farewell.